record my voice, not your voice, okay? Regarding the questions, you said, what do I need, or what does the foundation need, and so on. I just wanted to sort of roughly go through this stuff. Two things. I need you to be a really healthy and wonderful and good person. And instead of being a descended master, I want you to be an ascended master, okay? Now, I just want to just give you a sort of a broad picture, and then very briefly, just what we can do about it. In other words, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference, and thy will, not mine, be done, okay? The big picture, 1972, a group of really world top class businessmen got together, Club of Rome, and they published an ultimatum, almost, it's like, called The Limits of Growth. And basically they laid out in plain English that we've reached the population limits of the planet, and anything past this point is just not going to be acceptable in terms of economic development or any other kind of development if we continue. So that basically the Malthusian argument is that, of course, if populations rise, then nature takes care of that with disease and war. Now, war is a very profitable business, and of course, So people like McNamara started bombing Cambodia and enforcing sterilizations in India. But that didn't even dent the population, what they call a J-curve in demographics. And so ultimately the solution, the ultimate solution, is a global ecological and genocide, in other words, a form of a very sophisticated form of wiping out basically about 5 or 6 billion people. Okay, and for that purpose, to prepare for that, they have arranged to have very, you know, underground shelters and space stations and even habitations on Mars and so on, so that there's a safe place for a few people to hide out and survive this particular Holocaust. Now, at that time, back in 72, we were very conscious of this, and we started working on what other possible alternatives there could be to this, because, like I said, war is a very profitable business, and this is the business of the day. The military-industrial complex takes about 55% of the tax dollars in the United States to build the killing machines that are going to be necessary to wipe out this number of people. Now, the point is, there is an alternative, but we didn't know what it was in 72. But we discovered it in the process of 35 years of analysis and think tank type of brainstorming and brain racking, if you like, looking for an alternative. And we finally discovered that the root of the problem started in the 16th century when a particular group of people decided to monopolize medicine, and they wiped out all of the competition, which was the common practitioner of herbal lore, and along with that wiped out the knowledge of herbal birth control. So our plan, very simply, is to restore that knowledge to 6 billion kids on the planet, and for that we need $100 million. Or thereabouts. I'm using that as a media term, okay? $100 million is the kind of money that's needed to get any kind of information out to that kind of an audience on a global scale. In order to do that, we've gone to the Toronto Film Festival this year and introduced the project, and it's on georgecasey.com. And for that purpose, we want to do a fundraising, not a fundraising, so boring, right?